holes. We're not, we had a big concrete storm pit. And when bad weather come up, we went to it. We had two cots in there. We had a chair with a lamp sitting on it and another chair. And we had plenty of cover down in and mattresses on our cots. One night, the weather was coming up so bad, and Hardy said, "Well, see if Bowser's in the shop." He got lost a hind leg and all his round. And I couldn't find Bowser. And when we got to the storm door, all we had to do was just lift up the door and prop it. He was laying down right there ready to go in.
Is that right?
He was there. I'd help him down. We sort of help him up. He got feeble, though, and we had to have him put to sleep.
Is that right?
We was going fishing one day, and his brother come down there taking care of him for us.
Any wild hogs around here?
They are down the river.
Oh, I see.
Do you know that's good meat?
It's
wild hog. My brother at Tallulah, they used to kill them and make sausage, you know, and he gave me some pork chops one time. They were delicious. They were sweet like.
I've heard that, but I would have thought it would have been tough and stringy.
But I cannot eat deer.
Deer?
They come up here.
My son kills the river.
Do you have deer around here?
They come up there and eat in David's yard. And I think they're licking this brick down there. There's some brick that's licked that's sawed in that mortar or in that brick that was made out of that brick kitchen. I noticed David had put some cement on it.
Would lick.
I don't know what's doing it.
Well, now, before we go on, let me get something before I forget about the varmints. Now, would you call a big animal, like, say, a wildcat or a bobcat, a varmint?
Yeah.
What about a bear?
I wouldn't do that. It's a bobcat and those little sneaky kind that'll eat your chickens up or eat little. I catch
that's
a rabbit.
That's what makes it varmint, that it's makes, wild and sneaky.
Because David had ducks in his pond down there, and he had 8 little ones. And I said, "David, if you get me a pasteboard box, a big one, I'll take care of them little ducks." So they get big enough to take care of them. Oh, that'd be all right. Something got every one of them. Got the mama duck, got the sister duck, and one of the papa ducks.
Oh.
He saw him then one morning, a big old bobcat going across from the pond.
Oh, we've got them down here, too, huh?
Yeah. So he carried them over to a man's pond close to Kingston, put them in the big pond, what was left of his ducks.
Oh.
One old gander stayed down there one winter. He stayed down there a year by himself, and that thing didn't even bother him. And she was sitting, one of the old mama ducks was, in a concrete down there in the pond, just a little stuff around, and she made her a nest and was sitting. Next morning, he said, "Something got an old sitting duck."
Oh.
And all the little ducks got them everywhere.
Now, before you leave, you leave your address.
I sure would.
If I get a hole and find, I used to have it, the history of Catahoula dog dogs.
I would love to see it.
You talking about something interesting to read, it's that.
I'd love to see it.
Where the technique got these wild hogs up. All they were just thousands of them, these things. Carrots and all trucks. And they claimed, you know, you probably heard this before, you could take them, hold them in the air, pick them up, and you balance. Head was just as long and heavy as the other part.
I didn't hear that.
Called razorbacks. Never heard of them.
I heard of razorbacks, but I didn't know that was what happened.
That's what they claimed.
Did balance.
Well, that's just they told.
I mean, that's what they would say. I never heard that story before.
But these wild hogs, they would kill
my brother and
right
all
now.
That gang
they
that,
hunt, throw out,
yeah,
out
that hunted with him, they went and they killed wild hogs. I don't know what time of the year they did, because Brother George would take them out to the market or the cold storage and grind, make sausage. He'd give us sausage and he'd give me a pack of the pork chops. And boy,
that
they were.
Right. Trying to kill, give you a truck. Dogs had made up a cave. He'd come down at night. Looking, you know, that hog run out and cut that big arch for that one. He died right there. They went down.
Now, what are these things? These
tushies?
What are these stiff hairs on a hog's neck? There he is.
That's his bristles.
Yes. But the paintbrush is some of them made out of
Africa. Yeah, I've heard that.